Support this podcast via our Patreon and get more writerly goodness. Visit patreon.com/nanocast to join up.
Welcome to The Everyday Novelist. My name is J. Daniel Sawyer, author of 24 books, 34 short stories, and countless articles and scripts and essays, and I am your guide on this quest to raise your output to pulp speed levels and to explore the cracks and crevices of business and craft in the writing life. Welcome to The Questions, episode 312. Today, Robert asks, you've touched on writing to market before, but how about a full-on rant? Okay, here we go. Writing to market. Don't do it. Writing to market is the way a lot of people think is a good, healthy shortcut to making a living. The problem is that, like with most shortcuts, when it works, it leads to long delays.
You can, in fact, or at least some people can, make a good living writing to market because they have good instincts for where the market is going and what the market wants, and they can stay one step ahead for a while. But it only works for so long. You exhaust your creative energies. I cannot tell you the number of writers I have talked to and known and who have heard about second and third hand who wrote to market diligently, who jumped on every fad as soon as it was on its way up, and who caught the market just right, whether it was dinosaur porn or stepsister erotica or military romance or some new kind of vampire thing or S&M romance or, well, these are mostly erotica categories, but that's because erotica's fads move faster. But also, like, military SF, or steampunk, or serial killers, or supernatural horror, or techno-thriller, or whatever seems to be hot at the moment, or looks like it might sell hot next month. And they were good enough writers that they could keep up with that and write good books every time and keep up with the whole churn for a year, or two, or three, or in one case, eight, and make a lot of money. A lot of money. And at the end, the same thing has happened with every case I have ever heard about. They quit. They quit because it wasn't any fun. They weren't telling the stories that were in their heart, and they got to a place where they couldn't even tell what stories were in their heart because their eyes were too fixed on the market. They came to hate the craft that they were brilliant at. Early on, they thought they couldn't make a living writing what they wanted to because they weren't good enough writers, so their only choice was to write to market. Then by the time they got the confidence that they could knock one out of the park every time because they were good enough, they hated writing so much they didn't go back. Ever, as far as I know. Well, one person. I know one person who's gone back after having that kind of success. One. Out of the 20 or so of these I know, only one. That's a hell of a price to pay for a little money. The truth is, near as I can tell, if you're good enough to write to market and have it sell like hotcakes, then you're good enough to write your own stuff, the stuff you want to write, and have it sell like hotcakes, or at least lukewarm cakes. It won't sell quite as well as something that's the hot fad right now, but then again it'll continue selling long after today's hot fad is gone. You're going to have to learn a different kind of marketing, and you may have to take a lot longer to learn this different kind of marketing and to build a solid career, but the approach to advertising and marketing that you're going to learn with the broader approach is going to be more broadly applicable throughout your career, where the chasing the market marketing approach changes as frequently as the algorithms and the fads. People that write to market as a serious, serious pursuit do not last. I've never known one that has. And this is a problem shared by some of the old pulp writers that we've talked about, the ones that had these brilliant careers for 5 or 10 years and then completely burned out. Because they were writing to market, and they were very good at what they did, but they eventually just didn't have it in them anymore. And there were a few that did. Lawrence Block, Robert Silverberg, who lasted longer than almost anybody else, though he did eventually quit. Piers Anthony, Isaac Asimov, there's a few others that did that. So what did they all have in common? In addition to writing to market, they also wrote what was important to them. They also wrote the stories they cared about and wanted to tell, and they managed to do that whether they were writing to market or not. That's very difficult to do if the market is foremost in your mind when you're sitting down and picking your projects, but some rare people can do it by using those market-driven books to create opportunities to write the artistic books that feed their souls. What you do behind the keyboard is an art. It requires of you things you wouldn't talk about in polite society. It requires of you the kind of commitment and emotional vulnerability and persistence that is not easy to drive unless you have a deep, abiding, obsessive, and unhealthy passion to back it up. If you don't have that passion, or if that passion is simply for money, then the moment the money is good enough, you won't have what it takes to continue. Now, if what you're looking for is to make a pile of cash and move on to other things, writing to market the way the current crop of gurus talk about can work, if you're also a damn good writer and you also have uncanny market instincts. That's a hell of a trifecta. But if what you want is a career of writing, not just a way to make a quick buck, but a career as a writer, writing to market will kill you. And I'll stick by that because I've watched 3 generations of writers now, and I've watched them hardcore, and I've seen their storytelling abilities and their passion for what they do disintegrate to the point where they quit. Now, I'll keep my eyes open because I'm sure there have to be people out there who are the perfect storm of Lester Dent and Lawrence Block and who love what they do and write to market and have no other artistic ambitions than just to write those things that are popular. And if I ever meet someone like that, I'll be sure to give them a shout-out on the cast because, hey, they're counter-evidence to what I'm talking about. But if you're considering writing to market and structuring your career around what's popular today, sit down and have a think about what kind of career you want. Do you want something that will take a god-awful amount of work but could make a lot of money right now? Or do you want something that could continue making money and fulfilling you aesthetically and professionally for decades to come? If you want the former, and there's nothing wrong with that, writing to market isn't a bad way to go. It's not easy, but it's not a bad way to go. If you want the latter, banish these thoughts now. Write what you care about, and then when the art part is done, put on your publishing hat and figure out how to find an audience for it. It ain't easy, but it works. I'll see you tomorrow.
The Everyday Novelist is written and presented by J. Daniel Sawyer and is produced by Artistic Whispers Productions. Visit our website at everydaynovelist.com and leave a tip in the tip jar or join the Patreon to support this podcast. The Everyday Novelist is copyright 2017 J. Daniel Sawyer and Artistic Whispers Productions, Inc., and is released under a Creative Commons Attribution Non-Commercial No Derivatives License.